ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
श्रीशुक उवाच
एवं
शब्द्वा कचो गस्त्यो भगवा नृपा सानुगा इन्द्रद्युम्नो अपि राजशिर दिष्टं तत् उपदारयन् एवं शब्द्वा गतो गस्त्यो भगवान् नृपसानुगा इन्द्रद्युम्नोऽपि राजशिय दिष्टं तत् उपदारयन् एवं शब्द्वा गतो गस्त्यो भगवान् नृपसानुगा इन्द्रद्युम्नोऽपि राजशिय दिष्टं तत् उपदारय एवं शब्द्वा गतो गस्त्यो भगवान् नृपसानुगा इन्द्रद्युम्नोऽपि राजशिय दिष्टं तत् उपदारयन् प्लीज वन मोमेंट. This describes a scene where a king called Indradyumna, Maharaj Indradyumna, had left his kingdom and was meditating in some place, some holy place. Now, during his meditation, the light, huh? No problem. Oops. During his meditation, Agastya Muni came. But Indradyumna Maharaj, who was fully absorbed in samadhi, did not see him. And therefore he could not greet him, as it is customarily done. Now Agastya Muni did not know that this king was totally in samadhi, and he felt offended. He felt ignored. And became very angry with him and cursed him. He said, because you are so insensitive, you will become a slon. Yes. Elephants are not so sensitive, so because you are so insensitive, you will become an elephant. Now we hear the translation of this verse. My dear king, after Agastya Muni had thus cursed King Indradyumna, the Muni left that place along with his disciples. Since the king was a devotee, he accepted Agastya Muni's curse as welcome, because it was the desire of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, although in his next life he got the body of an elephant, because of devotional service, he remembered how to worship and offer prayers to the Lord. Purport. This is the unique position of a devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Although the king was cursed, he welcomed the curse because a devotee is always aware that nothing can happen without the desire of the Supreme Lord. Although the king was not at fault, Agastya Muni cursed him, and when this happened, the king considered it to be due to his past misdeeds. Tatenukampam susumikshamanam. This is a practical example of how a devotee thinks. He regards any reverses in life as blessings of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, instead of being agitated by such reverses, he continues his activities of devotional service, and Krishna takes care of him and enables him to be promoted to the spiritual world back to Godhead. If a devotee has to suffer the reactions of his past misdeeds, the Supreme Lord arranges for him to be given only a token of these reactions, and very soon he is freed from all the reactions of material contamination. One should therefore adhere to devotional service, and the Lord himself will very soon see to one's promotion to the spiritual world. A devotee should not be disturbed by unfortunate circumstances, but must continue his regular program, depending on the Lord for everything. The word upadarayan, considering, is very significant in this verse. This word indicates that a devotee knows what is what. He understands what is happening in material, conditional life. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nityanamine Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nivashesha Shunyavadi Saskatya Deshtarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Nirvaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaur Bhaktavinoda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
From the scriptures we learn that everyone who comes to this human form of life has had many lives before. Let us consider a devotee like Moksharupi. Moksharupi Prabhu is now in this life Slovenian. He has certain talents and so on, a certain amount of intelligence, certain things which he does wrong, like all of us. But please consider that each one, not only, I don't want to give just only one example, each one of us, as we are sitting here, has had many, many lifetimes before. Lifetimes of good experiences, of neutral experiences, and of frightening experiences. We all, and you might ask yourself the question, well,
Is there anything left of these lifetimes? Or is everything gone with the wind? The answer is yes. Each one of us has luggage from the last lifetime. It's the reaction of our previous activities. Let us, for instance, consider Moksha Rupi, who is very talented and has many musical ideas. From his fingers flow music, from his brain flows music, sweet music, and heavy music also sometimes. This is a result of a previous life of being very much fascinated by music. Or some other devotee is maybe very philosophically minded, can explain things in very philosophical terms. That is a result of other lifetimes. I must tell you that I never really went to school. I left quite early the school career. When I was in the school, I was mostly resting because I was so active in my life that this was practically the only time to sleep. And because it was the most uninteresting faith in my life, I always rested when I was in the school. They had to wake me up for the pauses, my friends, so that I could again engage in meaningful communication with my friends. But still, I found out that although I was so terrible in school, in my life I did not notice. I can do anything. I can write. I'm writing books. I can speak not very well, but at least I can express my convictions, my philosophical understandings, and so on. It came to me because it is my karma. In a previous life, I was maybe already, I had learned English already. I had learned to express myself. Not very good, but something. Every one of us, these are some examples, but the point is every one of us had many lifetimes before he or she came to this life, and these lifetimes are not gone. The result of the activities, the karmic reactions, have followed us. Chanakya Pandit says, just like a calf, the baby cow, always follows the mother cow, even though the mother cow is amongst hundreds of other cows, the baby calf will find its mother cow. In the same way, our reactions follow us from lifetime after lifetime. And they always come to us. They never miss us. I never get the reaction of the soul who was in the John Lennon's body, who is a famous musician from England, or of Mozart, or of, I'm totally untalented for music. The reactions which I have created follow me, and I cannot escape them. They come everywhere. They come to the bedroom. They come to the holidays. They come to. They find you everywhere. They find you as sure as your shadow finds you. Hari Bol. Good ones, neutral ones, and also not so good ones. So a devotee knows that whatever happens in this life to him is the result of activities
which he has created in the previous lifetime. And therefore, he is not surprised or angry when sometimes not such good things happen in his life. Like here, we find Indradyumna Maharaj. Indradyumna, or let us say Maharaj Indradyumna, had ruled his kingdom for many, many lives, not lives, years. And he was a very good king, apparently. But then when he went into the wilderness to engage in meditation, reactions to activities which were not very good, they followed him and found him. In the case of Maharaj Indradyumna, he got the very bad reactions where he had done wrong to some saintly person. And now Agastya Muni came right in the wilderness. No one was there. And said, and here are the reactions. I curse you, you become an elephant. Now Maharaj Indradyumna could have reacted very badly. He said, what is this? You are a saint and you are cursing me? I am engaged in meditation. Not I am arrogant. You are arrogant because you expect so much attention. You expect me to notice you, although I'm in samadhi. And in one sense, he would have been right. Imagine a devotee is chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna really intensely. And then some other comes and the devotee who chants is just really chanting, he's really absorbing his mind. And then the other devotee comes and says, what is this? You're not paying attention to me. Who is at fault? The devotee who chants very concentrated, or the devotee who is disturbed? Because the devotee who is disturbed. The same case here in this example. It was not Indradyumna Maharaj's fault. If anyone was at fault, Agastya Muni was at fault that he became disturbed about the king who meditated and did not see him. So Indradyumna Maharaj could have said, you are not really a saintly person. You are very foolish. That you cannot understand the situation. Did Indradyumna Maharaj act like this? No. And here comes the greatness of a devotee, a lesson which we all have to learn in our lives. Indradyumna Maharaj, he understood, I have done something wrong, and now the reaction comes. Good. It's the Lord's mercy. I'm getting cleared of my karmic debts. He accepted this with folded hands. And he only had one desire, that he would remember Krishna even in the state of suffering. Dear devotees, our movement is in a similar situation. In the past, after Prabhupada had left us, we had done several mistakes. Mistakes in regards to our children who we could not bring up happily, and so on and so forth. We were not such good parents as Gauranga Sundara and Ramani, who brought up young Mangala. We were very bad parents. And so on. We have done many good devotees who had very good heart, did not feel very happy the way the movement was organized and were
disturbed and left the movement, and so on. We have done many mistakes. I do not need to talk about all this because it is not very pleasant. And now our movement is suffering a little bit. And we feel very sorry to say. Also, young devotees feel the atmosphere is not the same as it used to be. Krishna himself gives us the reactions now. And now it's very important how we go through this difficult time. If we go like materialists, we will protest and become disturbed. Oh no, and what's wrong? And oh, and we will be... But if we take this chance, we can become very Krishna conscious. Very Krishna conscious. Extremely Krishna conscious. We can say, oh, I must have also done something wrong. I'm getting my karma now. My only prayer is that I do not forget Krishna at this time and go through this snowstorm of reactions into a wonderful future. See, look at Indra Dumna Maharaj. He immediately accepted this. This is Krishna's arrangement. Krishna has done this. Although, apparently, what is apparently? Yes. Apparently, he was not at fault. He understood nothing moves without the hand of Krishna. And he did not protest. When you are tested like this, that means when your previous karmic reactions come to you, you must be very careful, because the way you react at that moment will determine your next stages in life. Let me repeat this again, because it is so important. When the reactions come to your past activities, you must be very careful the way you react. If you react aggressively or angry, you will go again into bad reactions. You will come into what is called Teufelskreis in German, a devil's circle where you can't escape. But if you learn to take things in a Krishna conscious way, then you will come glorious out of this. I personally had to learn this when I was dealing with several illnesses in my life, where I became very ill and sick. At the time of sickness, if you want to become healthy, you have to understand this disease was sent to me by the Lord because of reactions which I have done. But let me now take full shelter at the Lord's lotus feet. Let us not forget the Lord's lotus feet. And while you are patiently suffering your dental pain, tooth pain, you know, you have to also go to the the Zahnarzt, dental doctor, dentist, thank you. And do whatever is done, but you will suffer anyways. Have you noticed? The pain doesn't stop at the dentist. It becomes more heavy. Because you have to suffer. The dentist can't just say, stop to your karma. You have to, but it's a short suffering and then it's over. But it's intense. So, in this way, you can stop the karma. But if you would go in further bad activities and, you know, I am becoming angry, why me? Or you would, you know, in the example of a bad tooth, you would, you know, attack your tooth because it's paining you, want to give him pain back. It wouldn't work. It would not work. So the reaction to your different karmic reaction, karmic activities, is the test how you will advance in Krishna consciousness. A devotee who has made mistakes in the past and now gets the reaction should humbly accept this. This is for my own correction, and I will not lose this opportunity to become more strong in my Krishna consciousness. If you act like this, Krishna says you become the direct candidate for going back home, back to Godhead. It's so important. Do you want to become a candidate for going back home, back to Godhead? Of course we want. That's why we most probably are still here, and that's why we come to the movement. We want to have this blessing in our life. It's very easy to get it. Not easy, I wouldn't say it's easy, but it's there is one very important way to get it. It is that you suffer, or that you tolerate the miseries which come as reactions, understanding this is the test now in my life to show my Krishna consciousness to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And you will see, very often when a devotee acts like this, Krishna is just so merciful. He does not want to see his devotee in any way suffering, and if he sees that the devotee understands, then he takes away the misery of the suffering. So this was the first point which I wanted to make today in this lecture about tests and spiritual life. What are tests? They are usually the karmic reactions to whatever we have done. And what are we tested for? What needs, how can we pass the examen, so to say, or pass the test? We can pass the tests by taking responsibility on our own head, that I was the cause of doing this, and by patiently going through them and continuing our life in devotional service. All of you who are doing this, I must tell you great congratulations, like our Mahamukti Prabhu, who is our temple president at this moment. He has inherited a very difficult service because the finances are no longer flowing. Previously there was a river in this project, a river of gold and silver, which we just needed to go and take it and pay all our expenses. But now this river has momentarily gone somewhere else. And we hope it will come back again, but who knows? These rivers are free to come and go. They are under the direct control of Krishna. And it's not so easy any longer to manage the community because we don't have necessary funds to take care of all of you in the best way. So this, one could say, or the other devotees, I do not know many of you, I only know Udata and Moksha Rupi and Sandipani Muni and his wife and all the I do not know all the Slovenian devotees by name because I did not come here so often, but whoever you are, it's very nice that you still try your best that the movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can go on in Slovenia. This is a very important step. This is your test in your own spiritual life. You have to understand here are some reactions to previous mistakes which were done, and somehow I have also, I'm getting them, maybe because I did something, but now I have to really do my best and take full responsibility to continue to serve Krishna with body, mind, or Lokeshwara. It's difficult now, more difficult than it used to be, but we should understand. We are getting correction by the Lord. Let us accept it humbly. Let us not run away from the tests, but keep on going as good as we can in this situation. Now, I want to speak of another type of test. These were the reactions which devotees get. Also, you know, you could put diseases to this. But there are other types of tests which are very, very interesting to note. Prabhupada once said in the Bhagavad Gita, do we have a Bhagavad Gita? That trying to become Krishna consciousness is like declaring war on Maya. I want to read this to you because Prabhupada expresses it so beautiful. Hope I can find it. Yes. Have you ever heard this declaration of war on Maya? Have you heard about it? Oh, here, I think. Yes. Devotional service, this comes in the 9th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, text number 30. Devotional service is more or less a declaration of war against the illusory energy. Should I repeat it, Sundarananda, because you appeared a little tired? Devotional service is more or less a declaration of war against the illusory energy. As long as one is not strong enough to fight the illusory energy, there may be accidental fall downs. But when one is strong enough, he is no longer subjected to such fall downs as previously explained. So, a declaration of war against the illusory energy. Let us imagine a relatively small country like Slovenia would declare war on America. What do you think would happen? The first reaction would be the America would think, really? We can't believe it. But then a bomb from Slovenia would come, you know, into the White House, and the White House would be finished. It would be broken into pieces, and there would be, in the smoke, there would be a sign, this came with love from Ljubljana. You know, America would again send their minister, some minister, and say, really? Do you want to fight with us? You can't believe And, you know, the Slovenian president would give the minister, boom, as an answer. We do not like Americans. They are the disease of the 20th century. You know, then the minister would come back, ooh, they are really determined. Or then a next bomb would come and destroy the Empire State Building in New York. That is not so. The Liberty Statue before New York, you know, the head would go off, you know. And again, a sign would be there, with love from Celia. <You know? laughs> Then America, this is too much, you know, and they would really get their arms ready. They would, you know, they would have a rocket for every Slovenian citizen, you know, and they would really finish whatever was Slovenia would become like the desert, you know, as a sign that you cannot do this to America, the biggest and most powerful country in the world. This is how. So this also happens when you declare war against Maya. When you decide to become a devotee and you want to escape the illusory energy, Maya really... Really? Are you serious? Do you really mean it? And then the tests will come, one after the other. You will become attracted again to some things of the Maya world. You will like to criticize devotees. And it will be very difficult for you to follow your spiritual vows even. You will be tested if you are serious with the four rules and regulations. You will be tested if you are serious with your 16 rounds every day. Maya will come in any possible way and just test you. Maya is doing this with a purpose. Maya is doing this in the service of Krishna because she wants to see that no insincere person comes to Krishna. So you are tested. The time of death is another of such tests where you are tested whether or not you remember Krishna. But Krishna says, Prabhupada said, when a devotee is very serious, then at the time of death, Krishna will make special arrangements. Like yesterday I heard about the wonderful sister of Moksha Rupi, who was very interested in Krishna consciousness, but due to external circumstances, and she was a young girl who was also a little interested in the world, she could not follow the path very strictly, but because in her heart she was a devotee, Krishna made very nice arrangement that at the end of her life, she got the help of devotees to help her to go to a very high spiritual destination and continue her progress in spiritual life. Krishna is very merciful. Do not be afraid of death. Krishna sees that this is a time which is so heavy for everyone that he personally makes arrangements for anyone who has the desire to come to Krishna conscious life. So these are another type of tests. Tests by Maya in the service of Krishna. Now I want to speak to you of a third type of test. Don't worry, I will summarize the lecture so that it doesn't get too many. You just hear now, and then I will summarize the points and, so that you can remember. Sometimes Krishna will personally test his devotees. We have a beautiful example in the life of Madhavendra Puri, who was asked by the Lord to bring sandalwood pulp to cool his nice body, his transcendental body. Madhavendra Puri went from Vrindavan all the way to Jagannath Puri to get a huge block of sandalwood pulp. No, sandalwood. It's very heavy to, because there's a lot of oil in there. It's very heavy to carry this. But Madhavendra Puri carried it. Now, the weight was not the most difficult obstacle. It was heavy to carry. The most difficult obstacles were all these Muslim toll stations and toll offices. You know, the Muslims were not known for their religious tolerance, and when they saw a devotee carrying sandalwood, they knew this is for worship. They did not like this. So they gave pilgrims a very, very hard time. There was a Muslim king on the way from Bengal to Puri who used to torture the pilgrims by you know, putting lances upright and then putting them with their behind in these lances, and you know, they would go, they would always sink a little bit deeper. It was a torture which lasted for a whole day before you were dead. Not very nice to die like this. It's extremely painful because they didn't give you morphium or anything, you know, to painkillers. It was just the most terrible and painful death you can imagine. It was very risky. But Madhavendra Puri, who had received this request from the Lord, did it with pleasure. So when he came back, then the Lord thought, enough is enough, it's all right. You're tested enough as far as your devotion is concerned. You can give this sandalwood to the Gopinath deity in Remuna, which is, I believe, 50 or 60 kilometers from Puri, something like this. You can give it there. Don't need to bring it to Vrindavan. My body in Gopinath is the same as my body as Gopal in Vrindavan. Krishna is Krishna. Just smear it there and then you don't have to go all this way. So Prabhupada comments. Now Narakara, we will see how good you are in translation. And this is right. In all circumstances, even amidst the greatest dangers, the devotees undeviatingly carry on with the greatest determination. You know, very determined. This definitely proves the intense love of the servitor. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, Tatenu kampam susamikshamana. Those who seriously desire to get free from the clutches of material existence, who have developed intense love for Krishna, are worthy candidates for going back home, back to Godhead. An intense lover of Krishna does not care for any number of material discomforts, scarcity, impediments or unhappiness. It is said that when one sees apparent unhappiness or distress in a perfect Vaishnava, it is not at all unhappiness for him. Rather, it is transcendental bliss. Oops. So, a very dear devotee of Krishna, who is very advanced, is personally given a task by Krishna. And the Lord sometimes makes it difficult, just so that the intense love of the devotee is proven to the world. That this is this test of Krishna is very, it's done for when devotees are very, a little bit advanced in Krishna consciousness. Let me summarize for you. There are two types, three types of tests in spiritual life. The first type of test is when you get your karmic reactions, and it is then it is tested whether or not you are keeping your faith in Krishna, or you run away, or Malateshko, you just go. The second type of reaction is that Maya, second type of test is that Maya, who sees that you are wanting to escape her clutches, gets very, puts obstacles before you. Really? Are you serious? And the third type of tests which we see in the scriptures is the great devotees are tested by Krishna so that their love of Krishna is proven to the world. Whatever is the case in your life, please make prove yourself worthy devotees. We are now in a little difficult times. Not so difficult. I mean, we still have something to eat, and it's really in comparison to the tests which devotees went through. We are luxury devotees. In Serbia, that the temple roof burned down. I understood, and you know, there's now the threat of war in the country, a heavy war between the Serbs, you know. We are not so heavy, you know. We just need to become a little bit more sincere and fix. We ask, devotees here are sincere, but we need to work a little bit on the plan and on our relationships with each other, and become a little bit more. Krishna is just making like this to us, to wake us up a little bit. Hare Krishna. Let us show that we are real devotees of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We want to work together. We want to work on our little problems which we have here and there with each other. We want to learn from the past. We want to humbly accept this as a challenge and make the best out of it. So I want to thank you very much for listening to this lecture so patiently, although some of you were so tired because of going late to bed in the evening. Do you have any questions regarding these points? Mahamurti.
If you have some rumors about the men and devotees, for example, so how should you react? I want to fully answer. First, if we keep the doubt really arise in ourselves, then how should we react? And how should we react directly on the spot?
When we hear rumors about advanced devotees, how to react when we have doubts ourselves, could it be true? And what we meet them? When we hear that, aha, when someone tells us, yeah. This is a very good question because it is very relevant. Everyone who does at this moment something positive will be criticized by others. That is just the nature of the atmosphere. Whoever is a leader, if he is a leader in the kitchen department or in the, or in anything else, it's a time of rumors. You know, that is there. Now when you hear the rumors, you should say, well, to the devotee, it depends. When you hear it from a sincere devotee, then maybe there is also something to the rumor. Yeah. So you should say, well, these are heavy times, you know, and let us see if we can help the person, or we can help. And then you should, when you develop doubts in your own mind, because yes, many advanced devotees, we know they had difficulties and they did things wrong. We can't ignore this fact any longer. You should find out yourself what, because the doubt is already there in the mind, and it is in your heart, and you need to come out to come to some conclusion. You need to find out if it's, you know, if it's a real doubt, if it's on your mind very much, then you need to find out what is the substance of this rumor. I once had this, that one of my devotee friends, there was a rumor about him, and in my heart I knew he is a very good devotee. Due to the difficult times, Krishna might have tested him, or Maya might have tested him, and maybe he was not going so glorious out of this test. So I asked him, I've heard this rumor, can you please tell me what is the situation? He told me, yes, unfortunately I did not pass the test very nicely. I feel very sorry for this. Now Krishna is punishing me that all my good name and fame is gone with the wind. This is what this devotee friend of mine said. And I immediately thought to myself, what a wonderful devotee. He's tested. Bharat was also tested. Bharat Maharaj, and he did not pass the test so gloriously. But see the quality of this devotee. He still is so Krishna conscious. Wonderful. And then in my mind I thought, he will be my friend, even if now he's, some will not be so happy with him. He will be my friend. I think it's very important that we forgive devotees, even advanced devotees. If they do something wrong, after all they have a big load on their shoulder. But we might see maybe something changes in our behavior, depending on what it is. But let us not, but one thing is, if we like to hear rumors and go into rumors, there will be millions of rumors. And all the negativity of these rumors, if this is your main subject matter, will go in your heart. But as managers and also as persons, we have to know what is true, what is not true. Is it satisfying, your answer? One devotee told me, nowadays it's so difficult to be forgiven by the devotees. When you do something wrong, what can you do? It's a material world. Everything is covered by a fault. If you continue again and again and again to do this wrong, that's a different case. But here in the Gita it says even Krishna excuses these accidental fall downs, not intentional fall downs of his devotees. Why should we be so harsh? But if they do again and again, that's another thing. When the rumors come from not so trustworthy devotees, it depends on your own heart. Sometimes we are disturbed, you know, from any information, and it's there in the heart. The source doesn't, you know, if I would hear now from a new bhakta that some of my very advanced friends, I would hear something. Most of the time when I hear rumors, I just know what is the fact, because it's, you know the person, and you know it can't be true, and then you are not disturbed. But when you are disturbed, I think you should find out from more reliable persons, without spreading the rumor yourself. You should just maybe go to a phone, find out from someone who's close, and I'm sorry, you know, but I'm disturbed. Please tell me what it is. A reliable devotee. The worst thing you can do is when you hear a rumor and it's not sure that this is there, that you continue to spread it. Then you have become a servant to Maya. Maya. Krishna. Narakara.
It's a short comment.
Yeah.
I heard the saying that he who never falls down, not with the moment saying, but he who after falling always stands up.
Yeah. Yes. About the subject matter of, you know, being kind to devotees who have difficulties, you should all read the 9th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, text number 30. There Krishna speaks about this subject matter. We can write it down, maybe Gauranga Sundara can write it down. 9:30, Bhagavad Gita. So very nice. But we had too many downfalls in our movements. I mean, it's too much now. It's not normal. You know, Krishna is just shaking us. No glue past any longer. Every one of us must be very careful now. Krishna is very, he really doesn't want to see any glue past any longer by anyone. Advanced or not advanced, doesn't matter. You know, now comes he wants the real life of Krishna consciousness from his devotees. He expects it. Hare Krishna. Yes.
How can we know when is the best, when is
karmic reaction, and when it's back to the mind,
yeah.
And how should we react differently or the same?
A devotee sees very often that the tests which come to him or her are arranged by Maya, but Krishna is behind it. It's both. Let me give you the example of Vidura. Vidura was a dear friend of Dhritarashtra. And Dhritarashtra wanted to hear from Vidura, but at the same time, Dhritarashtra was in such a situation that he heard a lot from Duryodhana, his eldest son. So once, Vidura, who always wanted to avoid the battle of Kurukshetra, who always wanted the best for Dhritarashtra, he came to Dhritarashtra and he said, I think we should make peace with the Pandavas. We cannot win. Krishna is on their side. And Dhritarashtra was listening, and that moment Duryodhana came in and said, you are always on the side of the Pandavas. Why do we have to listen to such a person like you, who is the enemy of your own family? And Vidura's good name was really attacked by Duryodhana like anything. What did Duryodhana do? What did Vidura do? He saw this as Maya. Duryodhana was in Maya, but he also saw that Krishna was behind it. So when something happens in your life, you can see it as the material energy works, but Krishna is controlling it. And what you should do is, in all cases, you should take full shelter of Krishna. With your body, your mind, and your words. With your body means you should continue your devotional service. With your mind, you should think of Krishna. And with your words, you should pray to Krishna and glorify Krishna. So your question, is it Maya or is it your karma or maybe even is it Krishna? Ultimately, a devotee knows that everything works under the control of Krishna. Even your karma, even Maya. Makes life simple. but it's not always. Because Krishna is the ultimate mover. No. Our Matajis are very silent today. Silent, yes, but the Amarjis don't have questions today. Good. Ah, Govindanandan also came. Can't believe this is an invasion of the Zagreb temple. Nice to see you. And I must give different lectures in Zagreb. Yes. If gurus get some karmic reactions from their disciples, yes, Prabhupada has said about this, and also the Hari Bhakti Vilas talks about it, that the spiritual masters have to carry reactions, and this way help the disciples. Yes, it is in our philosophy. I know that sometimes we have heard different explanation, but it's both in the scripture in Hari Bhakti Vilas, and Prabhupada has said that the spiritual masters get reactions. But only of disciples who are connected with the spiritual masters. Sometimes disciples disconnect themselves and take again to material life and do just material activities, and for those activities they have to carry the reactions themselves. But the serious disciples who have sometimes difficulties and fall down, it goes. But Krishna helps. Otherwise no one could be do this. The spiritual masters must be very careful, however, to not accept disciples who are not serious in spiritual life, because then it gets too much more than they can handle, and they become very ill and very diseased, and very diseased and very disturbed in their own minds, and so on. So they must be careful to not accept too many unqualified disciples. It is given as an instruction by Rupa Goswami. Good, so I think we have... where is it? Here. 9:10, very good. I will not be able to speak this morning with anyone any longer, because I'm have to leave immediately for the airport to go to Sarajevo. I'm very happy to go there, because I was not there for so long. They don't have war any longer there, no? It's safe. God. Thank you very much for being such a wonderful audience, and for being so kind to me to give me some rest and some nice prasadam. And you were such kind hosts, so hospitable. I wish you all the best in your life, and I hope to see those who can make it to come to Pula. Even those who work, you can maybe come for a weekend. Pula is so nice, you can see so many devotees, meet so many friends, and in Krishna consciousness and so on. So even if you can't come for the whole week, at least for some days, please try to come. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sisi Gaur Nitai ki jai, Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bol.
Hare